Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. An operation to rescue 1,300 people from a cruise ship in trouble in rough seas off Norway's west coast is continuing through the night. Anthony Zara has this report.
The Viking Sky was on its way from Tromsø in the far north of Norway to Stavanger in the south when it lost power in both engines. It was drifting towards the notorious Hustadvika coast until the crew managed to restart one engine and drop anchor 2.5 miles offshore. Despite being buffeted by huge waves and strong winds, around 100 passengers have been rescued. They're being removed one by one by helicopter. A handful of passengers have been taken to hospital.
At least 110 people have been killed in central Mali in an attack on the Fulani ethnic group, one of the worst such assaults in recent years. Ambassadors from the UN Security Council are currently in Mali to address the increasing levels of ethnic and jihadist violence. Anti-Brexit campaigners say more than 1 million people took part in a march in London to demand that the public are given a final say on Britain's departure from the EU. The process has been plunged into chaos by Parliament's rejection of the Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. Newspaper reports suggest members of her cabinet are planning to oust her. More details from our political correspondent, Ian Watson.
The Prime Minister still isn't in position to bring her own deal back to Parliament to ask for another vote. She's worried that that will not get through next week. So that's obviously fuelled speculation about her own position. I've been speaking to senior Conservative MPs tonight, and some of them have told me that they've told her, to her face, that she needs to stand down or announce that she'll stand down soon if she's to have any hope of taking control of the agenda next week. One idea that's being floated is actually that she resigns as party leader but stays on as Prime Minister through the remaining Brexit process so that a leadership contest can be announced.
There have been protests in the US city of Pittsburgh after the acquittal of a white police officer who shot dead a black teenager last year. Hundreds of people gathered to march to the University of Pittsburgh campus. On Friday, a jury acquitted Michael Rosfeld of homicide after he shot Antoine Rose, who was 17, as he was running away. Turkey's banking watchdog has opened an investigation into the investment bank, JP Morgan, accusing it of causing a major slump in the country's currency on Friday. The banking regulator said that advice published by JP Morgan analysts urging investors to sell the Turkish lira in favour of US dollars had caused volatility on financial markets. On Friday, the lira plunged more than 4% against the dollar.